USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no stopping the pain at the pump. Drivers are seeing a new record high of $4.71 a gallon, up 4 cents from yesterday. AAA updating the national average overnight. Some stations in California are already charging $8 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com tells Fox News the prices are only going to continue to increase.
Things continue to spiral out of control. I expect we could see the national average hit the $5 a gallon mark by mid-June.
The Biden White House is trying to reinstate the mask mandate for airplanes due to a spike in COVID cases. In a filing this week, lawyers with the Justice Department arguing the authority falls easily within the jurisdiction of the CDC. In April, a federal judge found the mask mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The United States has added more than 2 million immigrants to its population since President Biden took office in 2021. The vast majority of them here illegally, according to a new report from the Center for Immigration Studies. The study also saying at the current pace of growth, 14.9% of residents will be immigrants as of sometime next year, topping the record set around the turn of the 20th century. That's a half decade earlier than the Census Bureau's last calculation. Oklahoma Police Chief Wendell Franklin says a suspected shooter at the Tulsa hospital underwent back surgery last month before allegedly killing four people.
Mr. Lewis purchased a semi-automatic 40 caliber Smith & Wesson pistol on May the 29th from a local pawn shop.
Franklin added officers arrived in the building and believe the suspect killed himself when police announced themselves. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Republicans are continuing to work toward ways to curb gun violence in the United States. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As some in America would like to see a complete ban on guns, in reality, other measures can be taken to fight the hate and the mass shootings that plague our nation. Representative Pete Sessions, a self-described strong NRA member, tells Newsmax a meeting Friday should result in more answers.
We are going to have a large meeting in Waco, Texas on Friday with almost 30 of our superintendents, our sheriffs, our county judges, where we are going to talk about the things that we need to do to be reapprised to avoid this happening in other places.
Queen Elizabeth is marking her 70th year on the throne. She made an appearance on the Queen Victoria Memorial balcony as festivities for her Platinum Jubilee took place. Prince Charles, Prince William, and other working royal family members stood alongside Queen Elizabeth to watch aircraft fly over Buckingham Palace in formations in the shape of a 7 and a 0. Basketball fans are ready for the NBA Finals to begin. Game 1 between the Golden State Warriors and Boston Celtics will tip off from San Francisco Thursday night. The game set to tip off on ABC just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.